From VOA, welcome to the American Cafe. I'm Ira Melman, in for David Byrd. In the final debate before the U.S. presidential election, Republican candidate Donald Trump was asked if he would support whoever wins the vote. His answer? I'll tell you at the time. I'll keep you in suspense. Now, comedian Stephen Colbert talked about that on his CBS television late-night program.
I guess we're all going to have to wait until November 9th to find out if we still have a country. If Donald Trump is in the mood for a peaceful transfer of power.
It has been a big election year for political comedy here in America, but what effect does political satire have on the election? That is what's being served up this week in the American Cafe. During the debate, Donald Trump and Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton got into several heated discussions on what is to be reported to be the hacking of the Democratic Party by Russia. Stephen Colbert donned a pair of sock puppets on his hands to illustrate the conversation that ensued.
The two of these politicians got into a bit of an argument about who is doing Vladimir Putin's bidding.
Well, that's because he'd rather have a puppet as president of the United States.
No puppet.
And it's pretty clear.
You're the puppet.
It's pretty clear you won't admit
that the
Russians.
You're the puppet. No, you're the puppet. 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 Was less juvenile than the debate.
Hi, I'm Amy Bree Becker. I'm an assistant professor of communication at Loyola University, Maryland. My research focuses on political communication, so I look at public opinion towards controversial political issues, and I also spend a lot of time looking at the effects of political comedy and entertainment on political attitudes and engagement.
And that is where we're going to start. What kind of effect do you think that political comedy is having or will have on this presidential election?
It's an interesting election cycle. It's different than anything we've seen before. So political comedy has an effect every election season. This election cycle obviously is a little bit different given the candidates that are running. But what we see from research is that political comedy, while it may make people feel more cynical about the election cycle and about government institutions, it actually makes them feel better about their own ability to participate in politics.
Not everyone agrees with that, like Jody Baumgartner, who is a professor of political science at East Carolina University.
While a certain amount of skepticism about the government it's inherent in a democracy. We're supposed to be skeptical of what government tells us. We're not supposed to necessarily think they're lying to us, but we're supposed to be skeptical. That's part and parcel of the democratic experience. The fear is that over time, the continual barrage of jokes targeting public officials will erode our trust in government to the point where we become cynical, which then in turn might lead to people just sort of dropping out, not participating. That's the fear.
Is there any evidence to that?
Some. But I can't say that definitively because a study like that would have to be a study that would be conducted over a period of time, right? And that takes a lot of resources. We haven't done that. Research definitely tells us that as the result of the continual barrage of jokes directed at public officials, people evaluate those public officials less positively. People evaluate government and the government institutions less positively. People become a little bit more cynical as the result of that. Now, whether that in turn leads to people dropping out, that's a different question. That question's still out there to be done.
Ron Hart is a professor of communications at the University of Texas in Austin. His specialty is politics and the mass media.
I think maybe one of the things that's different about this election is that satire is so much more easily generated with the candidates that we've had running around this country for the last 18 months. There are big personalities and odd personalities. So I think it's been a field day for satire. Whether or not it has an effect, I think in this case, we've got, oddly enough, two of, I think, the most humorless candidates running for office that we've ever had. And so satire, it makes it even easier to generate satire about them.
The overall view is that Donald Trump is being hurt more by political satire than is Hillary Clinton. Do you agree with that, and why?
Well, there's no question that Trump is the object of comedian scorn, and he's just a perfect choice. He is larger than life, and so that makes everybody knows him. They've known him for a long time. They know he's larger than life, and in that sense, comedians don't have to work very hard to poke fun at him.
Do you think that Donald Trump's experience in a reality TV show here in the United States has had an effect, and is the effect positive, negative, on the way he conducts himself in debates and campaigns?
I think Trump's background in reality television is the force that got him to the attention of the American people and that propelled him throughout the election. You know, on reality television, you can say almost anything you want off the top of your head. You can be larger than life. You can puff yourself up. You can tell people that they're fired. You can be the source of all authority. And that list of things that I just mentioned are all things that politicians can never do. So I think it's the thing that got him to where he is, and it's the thing that is taking him down as a candidate.
Whether that bears out will be determined by American voters come Election Day on November 8th. We would very much like to hear from you. Tell us what you think about our program. We would love story suggestions as well. Talk with us at voanews.com as well as our Facebook and Twitter pages. I'm Ira Melman, sitting in for David Byrd. Plan to join us next time in the American Cafe.